Parshas Naso deals with the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim, the mitzvah of the Kohanim blessing the people. And most authorities believe, Bizman HaZeh as well, even in our day, the mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim is still biblical in nature. There's an interesting sheet of Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and others that wants to say that Birkas Kohanim is only Durabanan today. Why would Birkas Kohanim only be Durabanan? So Rabbi Yaakov Emdin explains, because the bracha of Birkas Kohanim is given in conjunction with Aaron bringing karbanos. And since we don't have karbanos today, we don't have sacrifices today, so therefore Birkas Kohanim is only Durabanan. Halacha, we pass in Birkas Kohanim is Daraisa, is biblical. How do we explain Rabbi Yaakov Emdin? Because, as the Gemara says in many places, and Rav Soloveitchik explained, Tfilah Keneged Karbanos, it's a din Daraisa. And therefore, we dafka say Birkas Kohanim in the context of our Shemona Esrei. Why are we doing Birkas Kohanim in the middle of Shemona Esrei? We don't eat the matzah in the middle of Shemona Esrei. It must be that there's a link. We specifically put Birkas Kohanim in our tefillah to keep it in the context of Karbanos, and hence Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah in our Torah. So most posdim assume the mitzvah for a kohen to bless the people is a mitzvah in our Torah. Which leads us to a contemporary shaila, and today that since... And since 1948, it comes up even more. It's the Israeli soldiers in the army came up before, because Jewish soldiers fought in other armies. But the question is, a Kohen Shaharag, a Kohen that killed, the soldier that killed during battle, is he still permitted to do Birkas Kohanim? What's the source that a Kohen Shaharag, a Kohen that kills, cannot do Birkas Kohanim? The Gemara in Brachas on Lamed Beis Amid Beis points out from a pasuk in Yeshayahu that Hashem basically, if our hands are filled with blood, God basically ignores our prayers. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin this way lahalacha, that a kohen shaharag, a kohen that kills, can no longer do Birkas Kohanim. So that's on the normal scenario, a kohen kills. Are there any exceptions to this rule, that when a Kohen Shaharag, could we limit the ruling in Yeshayahu to something else or not? So there will be different opinions on the matter. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that to him it seems obvious to him that if a soldier kills in war, it does not disqualify him, from Birkas Kohanim. Why? Because he quotes from the Pri Chadash that talks about a different case. We know that there's something we call in Halacha the Big Three. There are three, normally in Judaism, V'chai Bahem. The mitzvah is to live by it and not die by it. So therefore, usually, we say better to desecrate the Shabbos, go to the hospital and keep many more and get it better so you can keep many more. But the three exceptions to the rule. Someone puts a gun to head and says, worship idols, commit adultery, or murder someone else. So then you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What happens if someone can't withstand the test of they're going to be killed if they don't do it, and they go ahead and they kill someone? So the Pri Chadash writes that he may still continue to do Birkas Kohanim, because even though he did something wrong in that case, the Kohen did the wrong thing by not giving up his life, he's not labeled a rotzeach, he's not labeled a murderer, because he did it under duress. So Rav Moshe writes, if the Pri Chadash writes that a Kohen that kills someone under duress doesn't disqualify him from Birkas Kohanim, how much more, and he says that's the normative halacha, how much more so if a soldier is fighting in a war and he's doing the right thing, that he's not disqualified. So according to Rav Moshe, it seems to be pretty clear a Kohen can continue doing Birkas Kohanim. There's another famous shita of the Rabbi Lezer Waldenberg in the Tzitz Eliezer, and he focuses on the difference between killing a Jew versus killing a guy, a Nachri. In other words, even though Halacha labels you a Rotzeach, a murderer, whether you kill a Jew or a non-Jew, and perhaps it's even a bigger Chil Hashem sometimes when you kill a non-Jew, notwithstanding the severity of it, the Tzitz Eliezer writes that since the Pasuk we learn out in Yeshayahu is talking about killing a Jew, so it's just a special limud we learn out. It's a special limud from that Pasuk, that only if you kill a Jew, you disqualify yourself from Birkas Kohanim. But if you kill a non-Jew, you're not. So that's the psak of Rabbi Lezer Waldenberg, although many later Achronim dispute that distinction, and it doesn't make a difference. There's no difference whether you kill a Jew or a non-Jew. However, that's the psak of the Tzitz Eliezer, only if you kill another Jew, but not if you kill a Nachri. And the third approach is the approach of Avadja Yosef, Chacham Avadja, that he says that since an Israeli soldier is doing a mitzvah, but whether it's halachically defined as a machames mitzvah, not, it's a separate discussion, but he's doing a mitzvah, protecting the people, he's saving the country. So if you're involved with the mitzvah, so therefore that doesn't disqualify you from Birkas Kohanim, because you're protecting the lives of all these innocent civilians. And in fact, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch seems to support Avadja Yosef's position, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, what happens if a Kohen, when he's involved, Kohen who's a Mohel, he's involved obviously with the Mila because he's a Mohel, what happens if he goes ahead and kills an infant accidentally? To the Shulchan Aruch paskins, he's still permitted to do Birkas Kohanim. So we see the fact that he was involved in the Mila and he killed someone doesn't disqualify him. So therefore, so too, Birkas Kohanim is a mitzvah, but the Israeli soldiers involved in the mitzvah, so too, he's not disqualified. In fact, the post can bring down the Magen Avraham gives, that's not the only reason given why he could. One is that the Kohen intended to fulfill the mitzvah. Perhaps also the child was a nephel. He wasn't a viable vod. Or, you never know for sure, maybe the baby died of other unrelated causes. So the first reason is the one that relates to us with the soldier. But the bottom line is that we have Rav Moshe Feinstein, who is lenient based on the fact that the soldier is killing under duress, so he's not labeled a Rotzeach, therefore he could continue Birkas Kohanim. You have the Heter of Tzitz Eliezer, killing a Nachri, assuming that you're not going to kill any Yidden either. And you have the Heter of Avadja Yosef, that since you're involved in a mitzvah, so So if you're involved in a mitzvah, you had the good intentions, therefore it doesn't disqualify you. On the other end is, on the other side of the coin, Rav Schechter in Nefesh HaRav, page 132, he quotes Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, and he rules differently. He rules that a Kohen Shaharag, someone who kills and more, he is disqualified from doing the Birkas Kohanim. And he says, look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech was disqualified from building the Beis HaMikdash. Again, it's whether he's disqualified from building the Beis HaMikdash. He says, well, the blood is on your hands, and we know David fought all these Muhammads with Shein Mitzvah. So therefore, he doesn't accept doing it under duress, like Rav Moshe isn't, it's still considered you're labeled a Rotzeach. And as well, perhaps there's a Zohar in Parshas Pinchas, which some explain that the whole incident with Pinchas and Zimri, that Pinchas became disqualified because he killed, so therefore the Brisi Shalom was to give it back to him. So therefore, that's the sack of Rav Soloveitchik, even though they say Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said he must not have made that psak very often, because Rav Aaron said he never heard that psak, and the psak in his yeshiva in Gush at Tzion is that he permits the Kohanim to go up and do the duch, and that seems to be the meaning. And in fact, as Rav Moshe Sternbach puts in Shuvas Rav Minhagas, that as well, the practice in England as well was to permit Kohanim who fought in World War I to participate in Birkas Kohanim, even though they might have killed other Yidden, because unfortunately on the opposing armies there were Jews as well. So this, to the minhag seems to be that a Kohen Shaharag, an Israeli soldier in the army, a Kohen who kills, he does not disqualify him from Birkas Kohanim.